Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Happy Valentine's Day. It's obviously the Valentine's Day episode today, and I've been screaming internally waiting for this episode because I'm so excited. It's something I've never done before, and I feel like it's literally going to be one of my favorite episodes because if you guys listen to my podcast, you definitely know me, and you know that romanticizing every little part of my life is my favorite thing in the entire world, and it actually makes me a happier person, and that's exactly what today's episode is going to be. I'm going to describe my perfect weekend to a T, literally step by step from Friday morning to Sunday night, and just give you guys ideas if you ever have a solo weekend, or there's a lot of things on this list you could obviously do with a friend. You guys know I'm with Hunter like 24/7, so I do most of this stuff with him every weekend, and it's just a good balance between feeling good, mixing in those feel-good habits, relaxing, everything. So I can't wait. I also want to give a shout out to Claire Elizabeth. This is actually her idea. She posted this on TikTok and I thought it was the cutest idea in the entire world. I watched every single second of her TikTok. I was super intrigued to hear like her favorite things, what she does. And I just think it's an interesting topic to hear exactly what somebody would want to do if they had an entire free weekend. So that's what today's episode is. And also, obviously, I'm my own person. There's going to be things that I think are the best way that I spend my time. For example, if I love working out in the morning or something like that. But if you disagree with me, that's totally fine. Find your own things that you like to do on the weekend. But there's nothing wrong with getting some ideas from me. And honestly, I'm a very basic girl, so I feel like a lot of these are pretty basic and most people will probably like doing them. Let's jump into my Not Your Typical obsession and dislike and word of the week before we get into the actual episode, which I was thinking about it, and my Not Your Typical obsession this week is gonna be the fact that I feel like I have an inspo bug, and I keep saying this, like, when I talk to Hunter and my friends and stuff, I just feel like right now, even just ever since the beginning of the year, for some reason, I have something ignited in me where I feel really, really inspired, and I feel like if you do some sort of creative job, it's really, really refreshing when you feel inspired. And I do think that in the past, I thought of being inspired as something that you either have or you don't have. And it's like, well, am I going to wake up lucky today? Or am I going to be in a rut and a slump and feel like I have no creativity in me at all? And I do think that's how I felt in the past. And I'm talking like day to day, it would be completely different. Like one day I would be inspired, the next day I wouldn't. Or month by month, like I would go through ruts of weeks at a time where I felt like I had zero inspiration in me and creativity. And I have kind of discovered this past year just doing 75 soft loosely and just thinking about it in terms of I can actually create creativity in me by just pushing forward. And I'm going to take yesterday as an example because I woke up and I literally said to Hunter, I'm having one of those days, one of the first days I've had in a really long time where I just feel so low and I feel like I have no creativity. I just feel behind and I feel like, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I on this track? Why am I at this point in my life? And I think in the past I would have just like sat there and felt like, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm in a rut and I'm going to stay in here and be uncreative and not move forward in my career today, which obviously to an extent is fine. Like, every single day does not need to be groundbreaking, life-changing, push you forward. We all know this. But in a job where you do feel like you have to be like constantly ahead, I just sat there yesterday and I was like, what can I do in this moment to maybe make me feel a little bit better? It's okay if it doesn't actually make me feel better, but what's one little thing I can do? So I just got up and I went and I got ready. I took a shower, I washed my hair, I did my makeup, I put on a cute outfit, and instantly it's like, it just snapped and I started to then be like, oh, well, I could actually go do this right now and this would actually help with this and then that would help with that. So it was just this little spiral of actually starting to get back on track for the day. And I feel like even if this isn't something that correlates directly to your career, if you're not in a creative space, I think taking that first little step and doing one small thing that you know time and time again has helped you. Maybe that is taking out your journal and journaling for a second. Maybe it's for going on a walk for 5 minutes outside, putting your laptop down and going cuddling with your dog for a second, or calling your mom, calling your best friend. If there's something that you know that usually pulls you out of that feeling, then go do it, because I think that's the hardest thing with feeling like you're in a rut is actually taking the effort to get yourself out of it, which sounds crazy because it's like, oh, well, duh, you're going to try and get out of it. But when you're in that moment, you kind of want to just sit there and be left alone. You don't care. You're not wanting to actively put in the effort to feel better, because in that moment you just feel low. And yeah, I just pushed myself out of it. And I feel like I've been doing that so much more, not even intentionally. Yesterday was the first time I kind of intentionally realized what I was doing. And I think I've just been constantly doing that this year where I'm just like, nope, I'm not even gonna let myself take that hit. I'm just gonna keep moving forward no matter what. And it's really, really helped me. So yeah, I wanted to share that for my Not Your Typical Obsession. My dislike this week is that Valentine's Day is over. And it's not even over yet when I'm recording this, but the fact that it's already here, I'm already thinking about the fact that it's past and I have to wait a whole nother year for Valentine's Day, which is just sad. This is like how I feel on vacation. I'm always like, oh, one day down, now that first day is gone. When I don't know why I always feel like that, but I think I just like want to enjoy things so bad that when they're over, I get so sad about it that I'm like, oh, it's already done. Like when my mom came last time, the last day I was like, isn't it crazy? We already like flew you in, went wedding dress shopping, and now the weekend's over? Like, what the heck? It went by so fast. And I think it's a good sign because that shows that you enjoy things when they fly by. But yeah, I'm just sad that Valentine's Day is now almost already over, which I know I like don't want to bring that up today because you're probably listening on Valentine's Day. But I was just like, what is there to look forward to next? Like, I feel like there's so many months now in between the next holiday or in between the next exciting little romanticized thing. So I was like, oh, that's kind of sad today. But you can always find little things in your day-to-day and week-to-week life that you look forward to. And I have so many trips, so I will look forward to that. And also, you don't always have to be looking forward to things, because it's just like the little things every day, like making your coffee, going on a double date with your best friends, like looking forward to Friday to go do XYZ. But I just love looking forward to like holidays, and you know, when like Christmas is over, it's like, what the heck? It's the holiday season's over. So that's kind of how I feel. But my word for next week is actually going to be repetitive. And I put this word because I feel like, again, I've just been doing things that have repeatedly been making me feel really good. So I'm just like trying to go down that same path every single week. Like, I want to keep being repetitive and just create a routine of the things that I am currently doing, because I just genuinely feel really good right now. So yeah, that's my little intro. I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Before we do get into it though, I want to give a shout out to a sponsor that I can't even believe I'm saying this is the most exciting moment of my career yet. I am working with Caraway Home. Obviously, I care a lot about my wellness, and having non-toxic products is very important to me, especially in the kitchen. They honestly make cooking easy, and they're also so well-loved. They have 65,000 five-star reviews, so obviously it was time to try it for myself, and I absolutely love these pans. Not only are they literally the cutest pans I've ever seen in my entire life, I have the white set with the gold handles. They honestly double as home decor for me because the design is so aesthetic, but they also have helped me ditch the chemicals in my kitchen. So if you guys want to try out Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenware, it features a chemical-free ceramic coating. You guys can visit carawayhome.com/Caitlin to take advantage of this limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. This deal is actually exclusive for all of my listeners. So you guys can visit carawayhome.com/Caitlin, like I said, or use code Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N-N at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware, made modern. You guys have to check them out. Thank you again, Caraway, for sponsoring today's video. All right, let's get into my describing in detail, step-by-step, how to have the perfect weekend. And obviously I geared all this towards my actual life, so like the days that I take off of work, the rest days I have at the gym, that sort of thing. So take this all with a grain of salt. You can obviously customize it to your life, take it or leave it. You don't have to do any of these things, but I just thought it'd be fun. So let's start with Friday morning. I know that technically the weekend doesn't start until Friday night, but for me the weekend starts Friday morning because I like to romanticize every single second I can of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I put the first thing that I do every single Friday, obviously after I make my coffee, I go to the gym, and I like to have a very, very good workout on Fridays. Obviously, any workout is a good workout. You can go to the gym for 2 minutes and at least you got yourself there. And I did write that if you can kill two birds with one stone and you can also socialize at this part in the day, if you maybe ask your friend to go work out with you before work, or even if you just go to a workout class and chat with the person next to you, socializing has such a good effect for me, especially in the morning. I feel like it sets the tone for the day. I'm such a social person and I genuinely get energized by socializing. And I know that not everybody feels that way, but I do think there's just something about being surrounded by other people, and especially at a workout where somebody else is there for the exact same reason. They're working on themselves. They want to boost their endorphins. They just want to have a good day. So it gives you that social support. And I just genuinely think it makes the biggest difference. Obviously, going and working out by yourself, also the best thing in the entire world. I love doing that too. But I really challenge you guys to just find one person. Either it's in your workout class, maybe you don't know them, or even just at the gym, front desk person. But specifically, trying to find a friend of yours that you could ask maybe just one time. Try it out once and see if it's something you like, where you guys meet each other at the gym in the morning and you work out before work. I promise there's one person out there that would also like to do this, and it makes your life so much better. I promise having that little workout companion, even if it just once, like I said, doesn't have to be a weekly thing, but it's just really fun and it's a good way to bond and connect with your friends. So that's what I put. And then because we got super sweaty and disgusting, our hair is obviously disgusting. So typically Friday morning is when I like to wash my hair for the weekend. And that's another reason why I love having a sweaty workout, because I feel like I have to tie my workouts to my hair wash day, as I'm sure a lot of you guys do too. That's why I love doing like a spin on a Friday morning, or sometimes I'll do like a leg day, something I get really, really sweaty from. And I'll do the full shower. I'll obviously quickly go through like my entire shower routine, but because we obviously have work and we want to like get started on work, I like to finish my work at a timely time on a Friday so I can go enjoy my night. So also waking up earlier, because you want to have time to fit all this stuff in. You want to get to the gym, you want to get home, you want to shower. I like to blow dry and curl my hair for the day and just put together a cute outfit, cute makeup look that just makes me feel confident. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like sometimes I spend 5 minutes on it, and some days I wake up earlier and I have an entire 30 minutes to an hour to get ready. It's whatever you put the time into, but just waking up early, getting to the gym, getting sweaty, socializing, showering, getting ready for the day. That's like the perfect morning routine for me. And then I will, of course, make fuel. I want to replenish myself after my workout. I'm somebody that likes to eat after my workout, directly after. So I'll make myself some breakfast, or maybe I thought about myself the night before, meal prep something like overnight oats, and I'll have that. And then I get started on my workday. So specifically on a Friday, I like to put in a lot of effort with my work. I want to tie up every single loose end that I can, so I'm not thinking about work on the weekend. I think that just putting in that effort, that extra maybe 10 minutes at the end of the day to make sure that every little thing is finished for the day and you don't have to pick it back up until Monday, is really important to me. And I started realizing that this year, because I was always the type of person that would kind of blend my weekends with my weeks, and I would try to get ahead of my work for the next week on the weekend. And of course that's fine, especially if it's going to help you throughout the week, but I do feel happier when I just have those couple days at the end of the week to not think about work. I think as a human, I need days off from my job. I think when I look back to it, of some jobs that I've had, I'm so excited to get the weekend started that I feel like my brain just doesn't want to be productive on a Friday. And I think that's just kind of the free-spirited person that I personally am. I've never been like a work person or school person, unfortunately, but I do know how to push myself, and I can definitely put in the effort and be a hard worker when I try. So I just have to be really disciplined with myself to be productive on the weekends and or be productive on a Friday when I'm so excited for the rest of the weekend, you know? And I've just noticed that when I really, really put that effort in to be focused on work all day long, it makes me feel really good on the weekend. So that's what I put. And then obviously once you're off work on Friday, that's kind of the start of the weekend. So I like to, obviously, if I was working a 9-to-5 job, I'd have to drive home from work. And I obviously have experience actually going into an office, and this is what I used to do too. I would just get home and instantly I would put my comfy clothes on. And I still will do this unless we're going on a Friday date. But recently we've been really liking just doing something chill on a Friday because we just had a crazy day. We literally worked out. We worked. We communicated with other people from our job, and it's just kind of a lot. And even just like the drive home can be a lot because there's traffic. And Hunter and I just find that we're pretty run down on a Friday night. And we used to be like, oh no, we have to go out because, you know, it's Friday night. Sometimes the best Friday nights are literally doing nothing but getting your favorite food, watching your favorite show or movie, cuddling, and literally going to bed early, which sounds so grandma of us, but like, it sometimes is what we need. And we always have Saturday to go and do whatever we want, but I feel like on a Friday night, that's like my time to just decompress from the entire week and like get ready for the weekend so that I actually have energy the next day to do stuff. So I put the ideal Friday night is getting in comfy clothes. Maybe it is going and running to the beach to watch sunset or something, or going to the grocery store, picking up some dessert for later, getting out of the house a little bit. But most of the time on Friday night, like, we want to pick up our favorite food, whether that's In-N-Out, pasta from our favorite little local restaurant, whatever it is. And we will eat our favorite food, and then instantly we're watching a show or a movie, eating dessert, and then we're going to bed. Brownie points if I can read a book before I go to bed, but usually Friday nights is like the one night of the week that I do not feel like I have a night owl in me, and I will fall asleep the second my head hits pillow, which is perfect because Hunter has a new obsession with spin, and Saturday mornings are pretty much the only morning that he can go, and we don't work out on Sundays. I've never been a Sunday workout person, so Sundays are just like non-existent in the workout world for me. So Saturday is literally the only day that I can actually work out with Hunter, and I think that working out with him is one of the best things that we do for our relationship because it just brings you together in a different way. And maybe that's just because I love working out, so it's something I genuinely enjoy. It's like him doing my hobby with me, even though it's obviously also one of his hobbies, which makes it even better because I know that he's actually enjoying it. And it's so funny, he actually loves the spin instructor that I love as well, and like I knew that he would, but it's just so funny that Hunter actually loves spin now. Because I know when he first did it, he was like, I don't really want to do that, but like, I'll do it for you. And the one week that my spin instructor was gone, I was like, oh, do you want to go to spin? There's this new instructor we could try or whatever. And he was like, I'm not going if Patrick's not there. Like, Patrick is my favorite instructor. I can't go if he's not there. So I've created a second obsession with Patrick. And if that doesn't tell you guys to go try Patrick's class in Costa Mesa, then I don't know what does. But anyway, I usually used to take my Saturday as a rest day, but now I work out with Hunter, and it just spins, so, you know, you're just getting sweaty, you're having fun, it's not that big of a deal. I will maybe take off another day during the week, but at least I get my Sunday to rest. I don't mind working out on a Saturday morning, even though I used to not really love it, but I love being with Hunter and doing it with him, so it's actually been really fun. So we'll go, we'll do our workout, and then directly after, like literally 5 seconds after, we are going to the beach and we are getting brunch. Every single week, we go to our favorite breakfast place. We get a chocolate croissant. We'll split that with two coffees while we wait for our food to come out. And it's just the best part of the weekend, especially because we went to spin at 7. So it's only 8. It's like 5 people are out. And it just feels like the world hasn't even woken up yet, even though it's not that early. But I feel like California, you would think that people are like out and about really early just because it's like a very wellnessy place, but it's also a very, very chill state to live in. And I think that it's really more of a sleep-in state than I would have assumed, because when we go out in the morning, it's like a ghost town, which I love, because then there's no lines and it just feels like so relaxing. So every Saturday we've been going, getting our croissant, we'll go to the beach because the beach is right next to it. And it's just the best way to start off Saturday. Then we'll go get cocoa. We'll go back to the beach usually, go on a walk, hang out, go walk around in the shops, maybe in Laguna. And we like to stay out as long as possible on Saturday. Sometimes we'll drop Coco back at home if she's tired, but we will stay out all day on Saturday. Like, we want to be out of the house because we're at the house so much throughout the week, and we just both work from home, so we're constantly at home, and I just feel like we're always itching to get out of the house because it's our work, it's our place of sleep, we eat there, we cook there, we clean there, like, we do everything at our house. And lately I've been working out at home, like, we're just home a lot. So Saturdays is like, let's leave and figure out things to do. We like to do different things too. Like, we'll maybe go on a hike sometimes. I mean, not as much, but we just try to figure out little fun things to do. We'll be like, oh, do you want to try this? Or do you want to go to this new store I found? And just fill up our Saturdays with fun little activities. Or we'll go to like my cousin's house sometimes in Laguna, or hang out with our friends sometimes, and we just try and do as much as possible is pretty much what I'm getting at. So some sort of activity, and then we usually get home around like 1, and then 1 to like 3 I'm sitting on the couch, I take a shower, and I'm in my cozy clothes, sometimes just like a cozy robe, a big blanket, I cuddle with Coco, I watch TV, and I go on my phone. Like, I'll just scroll on TikTok, mindlessly do whatever I want, and it's just always the best part of the weekend because I feel like I have no responsibility and I'll just sit there and just decompress. Literally, it's so fun, especially if we did go out all morning. You get that aspect, and then you're like excited to be home because you just were out all day. And yeah, I'll just sit on the couch, hang out, have some lunch. We'll usually get something quick and fun for lunch. Like, we'll go to In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A, and we'll just have our lunch, like, literally on the couch, hang out with each other. Hunter usually plays video games all day, so most of the time I'm by myself at this point. But after that, this is when I'll, like, actually get ready. And I feel like for me, I like to romanticize getting ready because I love makeup. I love putting a cute outfit on. I will like watch YouTube while I do my makeup, and I put on here the perfect weekend would be like trying a new makeup look, like something that feels special. Like, maybe I'll try like a red, not red, but like a pink eyeshadow look with like a sparkle somewhere, or just something I saw on Instagram that week that I was like, oh, that would look cute. Like, I want to try that. So really taking the time with your makeup, making it fun, doing your hair, watching a show, like I said, maybe watching a YouTuber who's also getting ready, so it feels like you're like hanging out with them, or maybe you are going out with your friends and you're getting ready with them, like just making the experience more fun. And after I get ready, I will pick out a really cute outfit. I honestly love getting ready. Like, I don't care if the actual plan that we have is chill. I'll wear heels, I'll wear an outfit that's like extremely extra for whatever we're doing. And I feel like I do get looks sometimes, like, especially like I said, in California, it's such a chill area that like 90% of people are not wearing heels. 90% of people are not in this like dress that is like ball gown length. But I don't really care. If I want to wear a dress for a date night, I'm gonna wear it, and I'm gonna do my makeup full face and feel cute. And then sometimes I also don't, but yeah, just something that I personally love. So I like to take time and actually put together an outfit that's cute. And then after we get ready, we will go out to dinner. I feel like this is a really fun thing to do, especially if you're a huge foodie like me. We will take a lot of time to figure out what restaurant we want to go to that week. Like, we want the vibe to be good. We want the time available to be good. We want the food to be exactly what we're craving. We want to have a reservation so we don't have to worry about it. Like, we will usually think around like Monday what we want to do on Saturday and make reservations for it. And then also, I feel like when you have a plan, it just feels more like a date. And also, like, if you have friends that you want to go with or anything, being able to ask them in advance so it doesn't feel last minute and you're not like changing the plan a million times, I feel like it just makes it a little bit more relaxing and smooth. So we'll either ask our friends to go on a double date, or we'll just make a little reservation for us two and go to dinner. It's our favorite thing. We will like try each other's meals, get different appetizers, get different drinks, and we'll get dessert sometimes. But the next thing I was going to say is we actually go to dessert most of the time and like make it two stops. We also recently have been loving going to the movies, so maybe we'll do like a movie night. Other people might like to go out at this time, but Hunter and I just don't really like to go out in California for some reason. Like when we're in Arizona, maybe because we have like a bigger group that likes to go out in Arizona, we'll go out more, but in California, we're just not, we've never gone out in California, honestly, I don't think. Hunter has. Yeah, that is my Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday is obviously meant for a reset day, so we'll wake up, we'll go get our coffees, usually go straight to the grocery store and just start cleaning the house. Like, we like to actually clean every little inch on Sundays. Like, I will get on my hands and knees and I'll do our baseboards, and Hunter will do the bathroom. We will do the dishes, the counters, vacuum, put everything away from the week. This is also the day we like to do errands, so it's like, if we have a pile of stuff we want to take to Goodwill that's been sitting there for 2 weeks, we'll do it on that day. If we need to clean out the car, we'll go clean out the car that day. And it's pretty much just like our free day to do things that are productive that set up our week. But we're also just like chill, like it's nothing crazy. And we usually don't do that many plans on Sunday unless our friends ask us to do something, then we'll go do it. But it's usually just like a day to hang out at the house, get yourself set up for the week. We always cook a good dinner on Sunday too, like something we're excited about, either steaks, or I'll do like some fun pasta, maybe vodka pasta, or just something a little bit more extravagant than like what we like to do during the week, because usually we're kind of just tired during the week, want to rush, we'll just make a quick recipe. But like Sundays, you have time, the house is all clean, I'll put a candle on, I'll FaceTime my mom, so it's always fun. And that is my weekend routine. So I hope this gave you guys some ideas. And maybe just like, even if you don't follow any of these things, it's a good example of how we take simple things in our life and we just make them fun and we get excited about them. And I also think it's a good thing to share that I don't really care if I'm a grandma to some people and the boring friend, because I feel like I've been insecure about that in my life, where I just feel like, I don't know, I obviously post a lot of what I do and I talk a lot about what I do, and I feel like someone might look at that and be like, why does she never XYZ? Why does she never do this? Why does she never go out? Why does she not drink? Why does she blah, blah, blah? Like, that looks so boring. But I don't really care now, because I genuinely love my life. Like, I like doing these things, and I feel like it makes me feel better when I'm just sticking to what I actually like and not forcing myself to do things and being a people pleaser and doing plans and, I don't know, just morphing what I like to do for other people. I think obviously moving away from your hometown and just being so secluded in your own routine really makes you think, well, what do I actually like filling my life up with? And I feel like when we first moved here, we didn't have as many friends and as many plans as we do in Arizona to fill up our life with. So we really just found things that we like doing, and we filled up our days with what we found fun, and honestly had to kind of create plans in our head to get out and do stuff, because when you move to a new area, you don't really know everybody, and it's not that easy to just be like, oh, let's make plans, when you don't really have anybody 10, 15 minutes away from you to make plans. Whereas in our hometown, like, we have all of our best friends right next to us. Like, I could walk to some of my friends' houses in Arizona, and it's so much fun. There's always something to do. There's always someone to hang out with, and we love that. And it was definitely kind of like a crutch when we were there. And then when you move away from your hometown, it's like, okay, let's make our own life. And that was super, super challenging for us for a while. And I just think that we've grown to really love that. And then now, of course, we have friends in California too that we get to go do stuff with. And it's really fun. And we fill up our weeks with as much social plans as we can. But at the same time, it's still our routine. And we get to just do the things that we've created for ourselves. And I think because of that, I've just found really, really, really what works for me. Weekly, weekends, everything. So that's why I was really excited to share this episode and just inspire anybody else to find what truly makes you happy. And it can be completely different than mine, and that's okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. my journal prompt this week. You're going to guess it, but you're going to describe your perfect weekend to a T. Literally start at Friday and go all the way to Sunday. It was so fun when I planned out this episode, just writing everything and just thinking in my head like, oh, what do we do after this? And what do I like when we do this? Like, it was really, really fun. So I encourage you to do it. And actually writing it just makes it 10 times better. So that was my journal prompt. I love you guys. I hope you guys have the best Valentine's Day. If there is anybody in this world that deserves love, it's you. And especially self-love. Give yourself all of that today. Remind yourself of everything you're proud of. Remind yourself of how amazing of a person you are, how much effort you're putting into your life. Just treat today like a day that you get to celebrate yourself and how much you love yourself. Even if it's something you're working on, even if you're not at the place you want to be with it, I promise just celebrating it a little bit will make you feel so much better. I love you guys, and I hope you guys have the best Valentine's Day, and I'll talk to you guys next week.